Pasuk tells us here in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hey, very somewhat enigmatic Pasuk, even though the phrase that we'll be focusing on is well known. The Torah tells us, Zikaron Livnei Yisrael. This is to be a reminder for Bnei Yisrael. Laman Asher Lo Yikrav Ish Zar Asher Lo Mizar Aaron Hu Haktiv Kateros Livnei Hashem. So that, I'll read the pasuk slowly so people can get the food. Very, very slowly. Should be a reminder for the Jewish people that no one else other than a descendant of Aaron will bring an Esh Zar, an unauthorized fire, or burn incense before Hashem. Oh, please take the food, I'm not joking, please. Lo yihye ki Korach v'adaso, and you shall not be therefore like Korach and his minions. Kasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe lo, as Hashem told us through Moshe. That is the pasuk. Now the truth is that there are some enigmatic components to this pasuk. The fact that it begins Zikaron Livnei Yisrael is a weird kind of way to begin the pasuk. It's a remembrance from Bnei Yisrael, but remembrance is nostalgic, it's historic, not necessarily halachic. The conclusion of the pasuk is also interesting. Kasher Diber Hashem Biyad Moshe Lo. I didn't do a computer search, but I don't know how common that syntax is. Kiyad Biyad Moshe Lo. It's not so common. And then, wrapped in the middle, we have something that seems to be intelligible, that you know, you should learn your lessons from the stories of history, and certainly therefore Kal Vachomer from the stories of Tanakh. See what happened to Korach and his people. Lo yia ki Korach ba'adaso. It's interesting that we had read that when the great earthquake or whatever that was happened, so who died? Who was swallowed up? Not only Korach and his people, but also their spouses, their children, even their babies. And in fact, the Medrash Rabbah here on our Parsha, in Parsha Yilches, tells us something very fascinating. Bo re'ei kama kasha machlokas. Contemplate just how difficult machlokas is. Shekol ha'ozer machlokas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'abed ezichro. Anyone who's even peripherally connected, not who was actual machzik in the machlokas, which is a term we'll see from the Gemara in a few minutes. Anyone who's ozer in the machlokas, anyone who even helps out in any way, his memory is lost. Shekach tziv, right? We see that the fire went out, Beis Hashem, and it ate, you know, burned everyone alive, 250 people. Ami Rebrechia. Furthermore, kama kosher hamachlokas. It's even, there's a particular stringency. Shebez nishel ma'ila ein komsev elmi ben esrim shana. You know that when it comes to Nisim de Shemayim or things like that, the tradition that Hashem gives us up until 20 till he fully takes makes us take responsibility for our actions. Furthermore, Bebez and Shalmata in an earthly court, so we know that maturity is considered Miben Yud Gimel, right? Before 13, a person will be punished. After 13, we have the bracha of Baruch Shepatrani. However, says the Medrash, b'machlokoso shel Korach, tinochos ben yoma nisrafu. One day old babies were burned in the fire. B'nivlu b'shol tachtis, were swallowed up to the bowels of the earth. Quoting the pasuk, right? With the nesheim u'bneim v'tapam v'yarduheim v'kol asher lahem. Everything was destroyed. So you see some particularly difficult punishment when it comes to machlokas. The question is, that may be so, but is it usur? What's usur about machlokas? Now the truth is that the Chavetz Chaim lists many averas that you're likely to violate if you're in machlokas. If you're a machlokas, you're not likely to be disciplined about Lashon Hara, about your Bar Pluta. You're not likely to be disciplined about Rechilos, about Yishemra, about the person. You're not likely to avoid Kaas. You're not likely to avoid Kina. I can't remember all the other Isurim that he lists. Makam Chayim lists, right, probably that too. You're not likely to, you know, be so careful about all those when you're involved in Machlokas. But those are peripheral. Question is there something inherently problematic, inherently when it comes to Machlokas? So this seems to be the discussion and perhaps the debate, or at least the discussion, in a very interesting Gemara, in short but interesting Gemara, in Maseches Sanhedrin, one of the few in Parak Chelek which are understandable, without the need for Mefarshim necessarily. The Gemara tells us on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, talking about Moshe with Dasan and Aviram and the whole Parsha, Amar Reish Lakish Mikan She'ein Machzikin Machlokes. Interesting phrase. We'll see that some Mefarshim use that because it's such an interesting choice, somewhat broadly. Mikan in Machzikin Machlokes. We don't, it's hard to even know how to translate that. So that just means we don't start Machlokes, we don't perpetuate Machlokes, we don't join Machlokes. More likely, it means all of those. En Machzikin Machlokes. To Omar Rav, and this is the famous memra, Kol HaMachzik B'Machlokes Over Balav. Anyone who's Machzik B'Machlokes violates the Tzavut of Los Asay. Araisa Shin Amar Har Pasuk. Lo Yiyech Kora Uka Adaso. However, interestingly, the Gemara does continue. Rav Ashi Amar Roi Litzara. Not necessarily that he's over on an Avera, unless Aaron's question is a Machlokas, or is he adding? He says he's right to get Saras. Saras. Siv Hacha B'Yad Moshe Lo. Chasiv Hacha B'Yom Hashem Lo. Etc. The Machlokas continues. The Gemara has a drasha on the Farshim spell out what the nature of that drasha is, connecting Saras to the Pasuk. We mentioned at the end of our Pasuk, the reference to Yad was strange. And the Gemara here, according to Ravashi, picks up on that and says, Saras. So, what's going on? So what's going on, the Chaora is a Machlokas in the Gemara, and it certainly seems to be Machlokas in the Rishonim. And I want to spend some time just going through this basic Machlokas. Smag, in his Laisaseis, counts this pasuk based on this Gemara as one of the minyan taryag. There's an iser da oraisa. We evolved the machlokas from our pasuk. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva, Chavetz Chaim as well. Chavetz Chaim, as you know, when he starts the sefer, he lists all the lavin that your violation, if you're not careful with your shmiras halashen, he points out that not only are there other Averos, which are around the periphery of Machlokas, but this Pasuk is an Avera in and of itself. Involved in Machlokas is an Avera in and of itself.
This is Shalom.
Presumably, although we haven't discussed that yet.
Line.
We'll have to see where to draw the line. It's not so simple. What's interesting is that the Rambam, not only does the Rambam not quote this in his Minyan Tayag, but the Rambam discusses it and explains bedafka, consciously, why he's not counting it. The Rambam in Sheresh Ches was discussing that there are certain things which are mentioned in the Torah, for example, in the parasha of a losas, in the language of a losasay, here we have the lo yiyeh. However, they're not always prohibitions. Sometimes, in this case, they're what I would call, talks about a trade lady, talks about the Shalila, a predictive warning. So, for example, he says, and it seems that he's basically working off of Rav Ashi, in the future, number one, and number two, he has a very narrow understanding of the case, as we'll see as Rosh Hashanah follows the Rambam, anyone in the future who ever challenges the kahuna, if in the future you challenge the kahuna, then you are acting like the korach u'ka'adaso, but lo yihir, your punishment will not be the same, because they got swallowed up, and you will be punished with saras. Lo yihir korach u'ka'adaso. Right? It's an elaboration on the second opinion in the Gemara. That's what the Rambam says.
Rambam Kishitosla, because he went to Mitzrayim, didn't he? And in the Torah it says that he said that Yidden will not return to Mitzrayim anymore, right?
I would not bring that as a raya, because maybe one day in the future we'll learn that that halacha. How to understand the nature of that iser in general is a very interesting question. In a certain sense, although obviously different, there's a right. It seems like there's an iser to leave Eretz Yisrael, right? We do it all the time too. So there's a discussion. Those halachos need to be understood. And obviously on the question of Mitzrayim, so you can't learn that sugya without trying to discuss the biography of the Rambam. That's obvious. But let's leave that aside. The Ramban and his Hasagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos argues on one part of this Rambam. The Ramban holds that this is not just a prediction or something to that effect. The Ramban holds it's a real Isser. But the Ramban agrees with the Rambam that the focus is not on Machlokas in general, but specifically on attacking the integrity or the authenticity of the authority of the Kohanim. And therefore, he says that's all it means. The Ramban, asks the question we're all waiting for, which is, what about the Gemara? The Gemara says, right, it's a lav. Right, Amar Rav. Pose the lashon again. Over, call Machlokes Machlokes over Balav. So we theorize that the Rambam was working with Ravashi. Ramban suggests more or less that, but he just says, even the Rav was only an Asmachta. Is it also to be involved in Machlokes? For sure. Only us in Rabbanan, though. Not an Isser Daraisa. The Pasuk, which is an Isser Daraisa, but it's referring to something much more specific, attacking the authority of the Kohen. If you're familiar with the page of a Sefer HaMitzvahs, so you know that on the bottom there is one of the Perushim, which otherwise you would not ever be involved with, and there's the Marganisa Tava. Marganisa Tava here defends the Ramban. Seems to be like a very, especially when you start off with the Gemara, it's like the least likely of the possible readings of the Gemara, of the top pasuk. However, the Marganisa Tava points out that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel seems to predate and confirm, therefore, this reading of the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't bring in Azariah himself, but the Marganisa Tava quotes that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel translate the pasuk as follows: Lo yiye gever misnatel lemiflug al esek kuhunasa. There will never be a person, or there shouldn't be a person, who rises up to confront lemiflug on the kahuna. So even though lechaora pasuk didn't apply that way at all, the Ramban has a good backing. Yonasan ben Uziel was mamish gedolei gedolei. In his generation, right, Rabbi Shua was the cotton of the, right, of who's, I think it was Rabbi Shua, right?
Rabbi Yochanan.
I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, right, said Rabbi Yochanan was the cotton of the Talmidim, right? Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai was the cotton in Yochanan Mazakai's door. So he reads this pasuk, he puts in, which is obviously not in Hebrew text, he puts in Kohanim, which again certainly is a predictor, so to speak, for the way the Ramban reads the pasuk as well, which is very, very limiting. It's interesting, another of the earlier sources here, a Gaon, Rav Chai Gaon, in Sheotos, when he's commenting on our parsha, he also lists this as one of the Averos. However, he focuses on the hatred, one of the peripheral things, on the hatred that emerges from Machlokas. And in fact, the Margolios Hayam, Reuven Margolios, in his commentary on the Gemara Sanhedrin, he quotes this and he suggests, it's not clear for me in his opinion whether he thinks it's really an issue of the rice or not, but he says it's a siyug for the Isser of Lo Sisna, of not hating. And it may mean that he holds it's only the Rabbanan, like Ramban, or it may mean that he holds that this is part of the category, a unique category, on a siyug to a rice. Joseph Engel, the very famous essay in which he collects, if I don't remember, was it 15? I don't remember, nor do I remember if he counts this one as one of them. But Joseph Engel has a famous essay where he counts the Siyage de Oraisa. A chaver of mine, if anyone's interested in that topic, which is a fascinating topic, A close cover of mine wrote an article, which is in the paper, which I edited, Daniel Feldman, on Rav Yosef Engel's piece on his approach to Siyagi the Rites. He goes through them. It was in a paper that I was involved in editing, as was he, in memory of somebody, Rav Yosef Onevsky, who was a blind Talmud Chacham from the yeshiva who passed away. We found the Sefer Zikaron, and not only was his name Yosef, but his greatest ahava was Rav Yosef Engel, probably. So we have a whole section at the beginning of the Sefer on Torah about Rav Yosef Engel. So one of the pieces that Daniel wrote about was on Rav Yosef Engel's piece on Siyag Daraisa. So it could be, even though it's a unique phenomenon, but it could be that at least as the Margolis Hayam understands it based on the Shiltos, perhaps this is another one of the religions that could be in the Daraisa. The nature of the Yisr could be as the Siyag. Because the reality is, it's possible that you could hate somebody and not get into a machlokes. Yes? It takes a lot of discipline, but it's certainly possible. But, as all siyagim go, siyagim are never 100% foolproof. You can follow the siyag and still do the avera. It's always possible. However, it certainly would reduce the amount of sinna in the world if people never got into machlokes. And machlokes is not just the result of sinna, it also fuels sinna. And therefore, if you could stay away from it, it would certainly be a good siyag. Whether that's the title of the pasuk or not, so according to other Rishonim, it might not be. But it's certainly true. And again, according to Shiltos and the way the Margolis Siyam elaborates on it, then it's particularly important to realize that he may hold that that's the particular title of the pasuk, and it may even be a da'oraisa.
Siyag, the term siyag is always in Rabbanan.
Not always, that's the point. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. I'll give you the Marmokam, you'll take a look, you can read your Rav Engel's essay. Give you what's a good example? Perhaps Yichud. Yichud, right? That's under the Sukkah, right? Yichud. It could be that that's where B'dikas Chametz comes from. Not B'dikas Chametz is Daraisa, but that's maybe not. Whatever. There are Siyagim. Again, they're not common. Of course, they're not common. What's another good example? Bayra, right? What else? Let's see. There are other examples. Other examples. Where, again, it certainly is unique, but they can't exist. Yes.
Anybody talk about the definition of
sure. A little bit. We'll try to get. Right? Well, you mean if you don't do anything? You mean what?
Yeah.
What
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, you have those definitions. Right. I'm not sure. It's a good point. I'm not sure. I think the general assumption. I didn't see much. That's the truth. There is a sefer which I don't have, but certainly would be a good place to look, called Mitzvah HaShalom, by Epstein was his name. Mitzvah HaShalom. It was printed years ago, and I believe it was reprinted. As an aside, he was the victim of non-shalom, because in the back of the sefer, in the first printing, I talked about this in a lecture series 2 years ago, he has a whole discussion of the involvement of the Telzers to Cleveland Mizrahi in honor of Yom HaAtzmaut in 19, I don't know what it was, something. Yeah, including Rav Gifter himself. There were two chair people of the event. One was Mrs. Gifter. And they have the records, they have the invitation, they have mamash, we have the historical records of everything. And he was the first person to be mefarzim it. And the second printing of the Sefer is gone.
Huh.
And he was intimidated to take it out. So, leave that aside.
When it is,
I tell you though, it's a big thing to know how to define my book.
Yeah, I'm not.
Also, it's important to know whether it's Rabban or derisive. Because if it's the Rabbanon, if it's a suffix, whether you should go with Machlokes, it's a suffix Rabban Lakula.
I assume it's a Daraisa. I also assume it's almost a Yahar Kol Yavar.
So what you're saying is it's Machlokes as to whether it's a law to be involved in Machlokes.
But you're Rabbi Spass is raising a good point. I'm not sure. Besides groping for an intuitive definition, I'm not sure. I haven't seen any halachic. It's striking now that you pointed out, but I didn't see any halachic source that tries to define vos meikos machlokes.
That
doesn't define it either. I'm going to get to that. But it's not a definition. You want to? I mean, Spatz, you want to propose a definition?
No.
I'm not sure if that's on the tape.
You heard me. We'll take it off.
I told you last year, it gets heard as far as Hawaii. The Aloha Jewish Chapel. It's the only chapel still in a U.S. naval base in Pearl Harbor that listens to the shiur regularly. That's Rabbi
Yudi Spatz. His in-laws are from Philadelphia. And he used to be close with Shmuel Kamenetsky. Just kidding.
Okay.
Can't your point be made for every single Rita Gurua, Rita Taiva, that each one is a Siog in itself?
Yeah, maybe.
Why is the Hodges stand out more than the other one?
Well, I wouldn't, because it's not a Mida. It's not a Mida. Again, a gear is still, again, we're all getting the last few points, which are all good, they're all around the same point, which is what do we mean when we say Machlokes? So I think an easy case would be if people are, you know, yelling at each other. Is that, or right, that we'd agree that Machlokes? Not Machlokes? But it is. So yours, right, so what would be a Maisa like if I didn't say anything to you, but I hung up notes bad about you around town or something like that?
Isn't it like Yikon? Just like, he took himself out.
So you need an action, maybe. You need an action. I'm not sure, but I'm being only 10% facetious and 90% serious. I would be machmir on every aspect of this child. So if you ask me, is it Daraisa or Nirvanan, I'll be machmir. If you're asking me, if you gave me possibilities of four different definitions of machlokes, I would take the most machmir definition. The Sefer Charedim, which I've quoted in other contexts, most recently in the Matzah Shabbos lecture show we had in the winter about keeping up the aim. So he was like a Moni HaMitzvahs type personality. If I remember correctly, I think he was from Tzfat, from that Tzkufa. And he has something interesting. On the one hand, he quotes other Pesukim. He does not quote our Pesuk. I'm not sure how he reads our Pesuk, but perhaps he also does it relates to the Kahuna, Tzaras versus getting swallowed up. But nevertheless, he still holds it's an usher to be involved in machlokas. However, he had a different theory. So, for example, different parts in the Sefer, he says different things. I'm not sure how to be miyakiv. I don't know if it's a sira. He's looking to pile on. I'm not sure, but I'll just tell you what he said. So, in Simon Chav Dalid, for example, he quotes a different source. He quotes the source of Losana al Riv Lintos. So, how do you understand Losana al Riv Lintos, right? Achirav Mahatos, that possible. Losana al Riv Lintos. So, the way he understands it, is you shouldn't be running to get involved in machlokas. In other words, as he himself suggests, you know, if there's no wood, the fire won't burn. Right? If you don't run to get involved, just take a deep breath, very often things will stay away. So he starts off with that, and it sounds like that may be the Raisa, just from a different pasuk, even though it seems like it's on drasha of the pasuk. But he suggests that. However, earlier in the Sefer, in Siman Yud Beis, he quotes the pasuk from Tehillim, Bakesh Shalom V'Rafehu. But unlike others who do quote this, and he himself, in a later Siman, another Makar, which he calls like Midivrei Kabbalah, which would make sense if you have a Makar from later in Tanakh, that's usually called Midivrei Kabbalah. Here he calls this D'Oraisa. I'm not sure how to make sense of that, but he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, and he says this is Midoraisa. Bakish Shalom Radvehu, so it's kind of like an Isra say, if you will. Yes, the Bakish Shalom Radvehu, so obviously you can't be involved in the opposite, you can't be involved in Machlokas. It's interesting that the Avos Rabbi Nosson, I'll read you the word here, the Avos Rabbi Nosson takes this Pasuk and points out, once we have it on our minds, this thanks to Sefer Charedim, he points out, this Pasuk has which words, right? There are active verbs here, as we would say. Bakish, that means to search out. Refehu, to run after. Right? It's not just like passively, you know, I won't, I'm, you know, it's one thing to say I'm not going to fuel machlokas, which is what we saw in the first comment of Sefer Charedim. Don't run the fuel machlokas. But it says Abbas Rabbi Nosson the following: Rodev Shalom Ketzad. Right? The Pasuk referred to Rodev Shalom. What does that mean? You know, Shalom is something more abstract. You can't run, right? It's not a race. How do you run? Ketzad malamesh yehei adam rodev shalom yisrael. You should pursue shalom. Bein kol echad ve'echad kederech shahaya aron rodev shalom yisrael. Bein kol echad ve'echad. We should try, each of us, on the chiyuv, says Mr. Binasun, to try to sow seeds of peace. Not of machlokes. Just like Aaron did. Shemar, Sur Meira, Vasei Tov, Vakishal, Vartfehu, based on this passing of Dillon. Shem Ben Elozer Omer, Im Yoshev Adam Bim Komo, Vishosek, Heich Rodev Shalom, Bi Israel, Ben Kolacha Bechad. Right? You'll say, I'm not involved. I'm not being machlik machlokas. I sit in my own corner. I don't open my mouth to anybody. You're not over on any los say for that. Since Avos Menosim, there's a mitzvah asay. There are a couple of them, or maybe daraisa. I don't know. To do more than that. You have to do more than that. Eli yotzim im komo. You have to leave your dalet amos. You have to go. The yachzer ba'olam. You got to go wherever it takes. The yirdov shalom b'Yisrael. You have to go wherever it is to bring shalom to Yisrael. Shneamar bakeh shalom v'radeh.
With the exception of Tamid Chachamim?
He doesn't give any exception.
Maybe shalom ba'olam. I hope I learned it.
Okay. I don't know if one is to exclusion of another. I'm involved in something now, which is taking up a decent amount of my time, I would say. Mediating between two parties, which has nothing to do with shul in any direct way, nothing to do with me in a direct way. But I'm involved. Before I thought this, I was serving awesome, but I feel better at least about it. Because intuitively, I felt if I could be the one, I'm not the only one, there's another one who's involved in it, but if I could be the one who could help bring shalom, so everyone will gain, especially the two parties that are involved. So I should have thought of it, but I didn't. We have a chiyuv to go out of our way, not to be machlokes, but to bring shalom. Another pasuk that is interesting, very interesting, quoted by some poskim, which is kind of a broad application, but nevertheless, is the pasuk from Devarim about kriya shalom in a time of war. You know that in many cases, not everyone necessarily, but in many cases, it's not all, you have a kriya shalom. We don't just go to war, even if it's a mechavas mitzvah. First, we give them an option for pachis, certainly a mechavas shus. Give them an option to surrender. If they don't want to surrender, right, then we take them down. But we give them an option to surrender. So, some mafarshim quote this, even though most poskim and rishonim hold that the technical pasuk is limited to time of war, but some suggest that perhaps it has a broader application, a kind of a hashkafas haTorah, that we'd rather have kriya shalom than milchama. And we'd have rather have kriya shalom machlokas. So even, and I would say this, if you take this pasuk as a makor, so it's very relevant to the issue which we still haven't yet exactly got to, which is that even if you hold, you're involved in a machlokas shem shamayim. So that would be analogous to milchama's mitzvah. And sometimes, you know, you feel hard to move on a Muslim to wage war for the marshal. But even so, besides all the other problems with that, often which we'll get to, but even so, Naniach, you're right. You still have a kriya shalom. You should still try to do whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And if our shalom take away, then in a more belligerent kind of way. A final makor, just to mention, in this spirit of looking for makoros for this prohibition, if it's not from our parsha, is it from, you know, it doesn't make it mutter, it's a question of where it's, I never just look it up inside because I don't own the sefer, and I didn't have time to look up one tonight, but I did see quoted the name of the Shula HaKadosh, the following Shula-esque derivation. Lo Sevaru Eish. You've heard of this?
Right.
You heard that?
Not to make machlokes in the house.
Who said that? You heard
me? I heard that.
Really? Okay, so maybe it's all from the shlo. I didn't look it inside. And I didn't see it about the wife, but kabachomer, bevarosha kabachomer. It should not. But yes, that's what the shlo says. The lo sabaru eish, you should not fuel the fire of machlokes.
Is this shlo
hakomesh? Yeah, on parshas vayakel.
I have the
shlo.
They have a new, beautiful version.
Yeah, I called Rabbi Hauer, and he said I could come over and take a look at it. I just ran out of time. I'm not sure. So Rabbi Hauer had one. He told me this. But I haven't seen it.
What is it?
Do me a favor, you look it up. We'll bring it maybe to the Shul on Shabbos morning. Vayakel, the Shul HaKadosh. So on Parshas Vayakel, apparently he makes this point. That Lo Sevaru Eish, you shouldn't be kindling emotional flames, fuel my focus. And I believe it was added, as you said, Louis, that in Enchanami that applies 7 days a week, but in Enchanami it is more usher on Shabbos. And with that point, Louis, it brings me to point that I could make at the beginning of the year because you weren't here and neither was the food. But we thank you for your sponsorship. And you are fulfilling one of the many, I think we've had almost consistently unanimous theory, which is that those who sponsor make very sharp comments during the year. And we've had this many, many times before, that the sponsor asks particularly good questions or make good comments. So, Louis, that's a sign. You did it. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. Okay.
I saw things 6 months ago, and I don't remember who I showed it. Rizal, somebody on the same sort of topic, that says, and this is right in the game, that Erev Shabbos, be very careful, he says, not that Shalom Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is a time where everybody is a little tense. He says, if you don't have Shalom Erev Shabbos, he says, we'll carry the Shabbos in the following week. Do you want to make sure you have Shalom?
Very good. If you remember and can trace down the source, I'd love to see it. I don't expect you to do things that I can't do myself. That's why I'm only asking. When people ask me to do that, I usually can't do it either. But if you can.
And we meet to close the store early in the
Okay, I hear. I just want to mention, I told you that the Taich Masdikin is a little bit hard to understand. You know, it's Masdikin just to be instigate, continue, right? So how do you understand that? So I saw a number of years ago in a journal. Zalman Nechemya Goldberg has an essay on this, and he points out that from that word, and really from the whole Taich of the Pasuk, you see the length that Moshe went, that the Chiyuv here is not just in the sense of a lofasei, in a narrow sense, don't instigate machlokas, don't perpetuate machlokas, that's a vada truth. It goes further than that. That we're obligated to do anything possible to end machlokas, including apologizing, and including being machal on our own covid, even when we're right. Even when we are right. You have a chiyuv to go out of your way to... If you don't do that, willy-nilly, you are being machal the machlokas. You're perpetuating. You could end it. You could end it by saying sorry. If you're not willing to say you're sorry, even if you're right, then you're perpetuating the machlokas. He goes that far. Let's just take a moment and talk about the Mishnah in Avos. You can't talk about the sugya without the Mishnah in Avos. Mishnah in Parakei discusses the paradigm of machlokas, l'shem shemayim, b'shama, b'shillel, and the paradigm of machlokas shalom l'shem shemayim is korach v'adaso. So first of all, how do you define... What is the definition of Machlok Shem Shemayim and Lo Shem Shemayim? So I recall years ago seeing the name of the Vilna Gaon, but I was not able to track it down today, but I believe it may be the Gaon, but it certainly is the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, who gives the definition of motivation. And I'll illustrate what he means by a story. Again, I've certainly been party, certainly in some stages of my life, to be involved in Machlok Lo Shem Shemayim. We're all human. So, but in this case, Baruch Shekivanti, I was involved in my focus Hashem Shemayim. Just earlier this week, I was at a rabbinical conference, and we were sitting around Taka. It was a beautiful night, Monday night, Mamish in front of Lake Michigan, downtown Chicago, Mamish on the lake, with a beautiful barbecue, and, but at the end of the day, it was still 25 rabbis. So we were getting into some heated discussion. I don't want to discuss the details of what it was. And I felt very strongly about a certain Messias that I was describing in a pessimistic way. And there was somebody who was trying to deny my evaluation of the Messias. And no. And there was a third rabbi who was trying to kind of, who thought things were getting heated, which they weren't. But the only thing heated was the chili and the hot dogs. It was delicious, unbelievable. But I don't usually eat like that on a Monday night. Certainly not the ambiance of Lake Michigan. It's not much unbelievable. So the rabbi tried to calm things down, and I said, again, not because I just want to calm things down, because I really believe it. I said multiple times, I hope I'm wrong. I think I'm right, but I would be just as happy, and in fact, happier if I was wrong. I happen to feel X, so I'm telling you. Halavai is not true. That's exactly what, again, I remember seeing years ago from the Vilna Gaon, and in a certain sense, the Bar Tzinura on this mission as well, which is the definition of Machlok Hashem Shemayim, is you don't care who wins. Your pursuit is the truth. You think you have the truth, you should argue for it. But you'd be just as happy if you had a bearer of the MS and it wasn't yours. You don't care. Right. Many people, I saw this, the truth there is where I saw it, I just never had to look it up. It was probably literally a foot away from me in a bookcase, is that Chief Rabbi Jonathan Sachs of England has a book called Arguments for the Sake of Heaven. So I believe I remember reading that about 10 years ago, and in the introduction, I think he quoted that definition from the Gra, if I remember correctly, and the Bar Tzinura seems to say that as well. The Tosfos Yom Tov Hasyantif, you know, lived after the Bar Tanura. So building on that, he also makes a diuk, which is well known, perhaps it's well known because other Mepharshim say it, which is that he makes a diuk in the Lashon HaMishnah to support that, right? Because if you would have expected a symmetry, a parallelism, it was Beis Shamayim, Beis Hillel, Shem Shamayim, and Lo Shem should have been Korach and Moshe. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Korach Lucha Ad Oso. So he says, what's the point? Because since they did not have pure motives, whatever they said their machlokas was, for the kahuna, for the mezuzahs, and the cheles, whatever arguments they were using, but because it wasn't the Shem Shemayim of who really should be in charge, it was a paragraph, it was ego, so they were really arguing amongst themselves. The machlokas, in theory, between him and Moshe, could have been the Shem Shemayim. Really think that there's a corrupt power structure, that Aaron shouldn't have been appointed Kohen? So you might have been wrong, but to make the point, if you're really sincere, so that would have been the Shem Shemayim. But the particular point that the Mishnah was making was that we know that that was Shalom Shem Shemayim, because Hagubu, they were even arguing amongst themselves. Kakarach Lukaz, Asatavs Yantz's support of that definition of the Bar Tanura. If you recall, in a very overlapping this part of our shir, was basically the theme of Rabbi Franz Drusha in the shul a few weeks ago. And I remember a point that he made. I don't remember if he quoted a mucker, but if not, we'll be happy to share with him this mucker. I remember he made the point very, you know, in his inimitable way. It was so simple, therefore the way he said it was so powerful, which is the problem with this is that everyone gets into machlokes convinced that this is Shem Shemayim, because they're convinced that their motives are pure. That's the problem, which is why I said I would be machmir, and almost always assume it's Lo Shem Shemayim, because it almost always is, even though we almost always tell ourselves it's not. So I saw today the talk of the Yarish Drash, Yonatan Eibshitz says that. Yarish Drash, in the Drashas, Drash Beis, says that the problem is, it's a nice definition, the problem is everyone thinks that their motives are pure.
You know a little bit about
the way you said
it. Right.
Right.
Okay. Have to talk to Dr. Berger and others. Emden Eibshitz, and Lyman, right? The Emden Eibshitz
came here about 10 years ago. Yeah.
Did he speak about that topic?
He made an hour sheer on
that topic.
I only complained they went over.
He's incredible. I'm glad you know something is funny. I was thinking of maybe inviting him back to the shul, but I would have asked him to speak about that topic. So now I know that he spoke about the topic already.
He can come back. And
same topic. No, he has many other topics to talk about. Don't worry. Okay. Just to make the point, by the way, I saw very interestingly in a tshuva which has nothing to do with this topic. It was the machlokes about shechita between two barfutzas. I think one of them may have been the Rav Amashir, the other was the shechit. So they sent the tshuva to the Nodeb Yehuda. So you take a look at the Nodeb Yehuda's tshuva, it's in Maradura Kama, Yoredeya Siman Aleph. The first tshuva in Yoredeya of Nodeb Yehuda's tshuva, he has this whole thing, he has a proposal to settle the machlokes, and he writes in the last paragraph, if you go with my proposal, everyone should be happy, because this guy gets what he wants, you get what you want. And then he concludes the tshuva with the following unfortunate, ominous terms. V'na, sheyishma ma'aloso la'atasi halavai, you should listen to my suggestion, v'yiten makom l'shalom, and then hopefully there'll be shalom between the two parties. V'ein l'cha garua me'amachlokes, because there's nothing worse than machlokes. U'bizmanenu, Lo shchiach machlokas l'shem shemayim. It just doesn't exist. V'hasatan merakid. And when you have a machlokas l'shem shemayim, the satan is dancing all over. V'na ma'od shiyasa shalom. And therefore, please, halavai, make shalom. And he ends poetically, ha'osa shalom b'romav, yisbarach amo Yisrael v'shalom. Wow. Just to add a few more points before we close the shir. Very dangerous, but I'll share it with you, the Torah's intellectual honesty. Very dangerous. But just goes to show you the enmity we should have to people who are involved in Machlokes. Yerushalmi Masech Tepeya, Parak Aleph, Halach Aleph, says that it's mutter to say Lashon Hara about people in Machlokes. This is quoted, Lahalacha, by the Smak, as well as by Rabbi Yona in the Shari Tshuva. Which the Eger, the Gilead of Shas, points out the obvious point, very important, very, very important. Please listen. Technically, what I cannot break now. It's only true if the motivation of the Lashon Hara is to silence the Machlokes. In other words, if you have two people involved in something and you kind of let him know, one of the sides know, you know, if you don't stop, I'm going to spread that you're doing these terrible things, and that will bring things to simmer. So, at least in theory, that's the Yerushalmi, that's the Rishonim. However, in many, many cases, certainly, saying Lashon Hara about it would only be fueling the fire of Machlokas. In that case, there's no heter at all. It's the same 20, whatever, or 30, whatever you serve with them, Chazam always quotes. But if, Ach Barak, if you can quell a Machlokas by saying Lashon Hara, says the Yerushalmi, Sages Rishonim, it is Mutter. And an interesting Raya, the Klichemda in Parshas Metzora, this discussion of Lashon Hara, has a very interesting Raya for this. So we think about the godless of Sholom. What's the most famous Maimar Chazal we think of?
No, about the Sukkah.
Right? Right, the Gemara Shabbat, the Gemara Nadar, the Gemara a few different places. Chulin and Sukkah. The Gemara says, right, that God of Sholom, that a cut would even be Mochek Shem Hashem. The Gemara Mesach the Manach Gosdach HaBeis says there's an Issadar Raisa to Mochek Shem Hashem. The Sukkah Klichamda. You see from this a heter that in order to facilitate shalom and machlokes, you can do what would otherwise be an aver deraisa. You can speak, in this case, lashon hara. You can be machlok shem Hashem. You can even be say lashon hara. Now, as an aside, that itself is not such a clear raya, because a number of achronim, the Avnei Nezer, for example, the Nadav Yehuda and the Tshuva, really based on a ramah, goes back to a Tshuva's ramah, point out that the iser deraisa of machikas Hashem is only when you're doing it for a destructive purpose. But if you're doing it for a constructive purpose, then at most it may only be an Issur Darabanan. And if it's a Tzarach Mitzvah, it may be totally Mutter. So it may be a Raya that you could be over Issur Darabanan, Tzarach Shalom. Right? Mishana Pnei Shalom is probably only an Issur Darabanan. Right? You're allowed to lie in certain cases. I have advised people, very specifically and clearly, to lie in cases where I thought that would facilitate shalom again. It's a very, very delicate sensitive cheshbon. It could backfire. It could create more machlokas. I'm all aware. I'm aware of it all. Trust me. So these decisions have to be made with the great Yishev Hadas. But at least on the books, we have these principles. So at least Mir Rabbanan. But perhaps, again, the Klichemda holds it's a Makar Dat Raisa to allow Averis. Yeah. It may, but I would suggest it may even be that it's so bad even if it's Darabonah. Could be, because the idea of Shalom, in other words, that Gemara in the context of Sota is not suggesting that there's some Averis Araisa which we're trying to mitigate against. I mean, if she was an adulteress, that's an Averis Araisa, but that's not the purpose of which is another Raya where people, which is right, another good chiyuv, that's a good point. I'm just saying, I don't know that you have to have a counter pressure, which is what you're assuming, of a daraisa, one daraisa which is, you know, nagging at us, which will allow us to violate another daraisa to get rid of it. Because the shalom bias that chazal is describing is not an isser daraisa, I don't think, is it? There is a shalom ben ish lish, though. It's not describing her avera, it's describing the relationship, the lack of trust. And if it'll vindicate her, so that'll obviously restore his husband's trust in her. So, your point about the Kazma Krav, that's mentioned by some poskim. That's a good point. Just want to finish with perhaps the most important and famous Makar and Rishonim about the My Love Shalom. That is the last comment of the Rambam in Sefer Zmanim and in Hilchos Chanukah. Now, it's true, the Rambam is describing when you have only one candle, and it's a Friday night Shabbos Chanukah. So, she's like Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles. So the truth is, that's already in the Gemara. But the Rambam broadens his restatement of the Gemara to include the issue of Mechika Shem Hashem. So let's just end with, it's always good to chazer over this Rambam. Ayil fun of Ner Beso and Ner Chanukah. Shabbos candles and Ner Chanukah. Ner Beso, but Kiddush Hayom, or with Kiddush. Ner Beso, Kodim. In all these cases, Shabbos candles come first, because we know that one of the reasons for Shabbos candles is Shalom Bayis. And then, again, he stopped there, all he was doing was quoting the Gemara. However, the Rambam adds, without any earlier mukher, connecting these concepts, Sha'arei Hashem Nimchak La'aso Shalom Bein Ish Li'ishto, we see a mukher that even Hashem will be mocking his own shame. Godel HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nitna La'as Yaslo Shalom Ba'olam. Nice in the Pasuk of Mishlei. Recher Darcheinom, Chon Siva Shah Shalom. I wish you continue to see it in our community.
What's the bombshell from last week?